This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Mr. Modi was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strength as the foundation of the nation's progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है भारत अपने किसानों के पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said, last year, India recorded its highest ever food grain production. He said Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. The Prime Minister said the government got the opportunity to honour Professor Swaminathan with the Bharat Ratna. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continue to be marred by the opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties trooped into the well raising slogans and demanded discussion over the SIR issue. Amid the noisy scene, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Amid the noisy scene, the House passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025. Amid pandemonium, the Chair adjourned the House for the day. Parliament has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within the country's coastal waters. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade and encourage domestic participation. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing the nomination for the Vice Presidential election. Nominations for the office of Vice President can be filed till 21st of this month and election will be held on 9th of September.
The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice Presidential election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college which consists of the member of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. As per the notification, interested candidates can file their nominations by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 22nd August, while the last date of the withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of votes will be held on 9th September. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered their third day today in the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Dharali and Harshil regions of Uttarkashi district. A total of 518 personnel from the army, police, NDRF, SDRF, ITBP and the civil administration are actively engaged in rescue efforts, while 814 additional personnel are on standby for relief support. India is celebrating the 11th National Handloom Day today. Recognizing the country's rich weaving traditions, the celebration honors the historic Swadeshi movement launched on August 7, 1905, which promoted indigenous industries, especially handlooms, as a form of resistance to British rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.